Or take a number series examines problems around the world through the lens of a single number. The number for today is 90. It's how many days of government funding most refugees who arrive in this country have to resettle. In Charlottesville, Virginia, there's an organization that steps in. They found a fine resource for helping these families make a new home. Their neighbors. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports.
Kari Miller's voicemail is always full.
Hey, Gary, this is me.
Hello, Miss Kari.
A reminder of just how many things refugees need help with.
I need the help.
You guys gonna help me with me and my family?
So many questions. Where can I get a car? Is school closed today?
My two sisters, they need driving lessons.
How do I turn on my shower? And please help me fill out this paperwork.
Please give me a call back.
It's not a great feeling to arrive in a country and be confused and be depressed and be alone.
Kari saw this when she was a teacher in the public schools here. Her refugee students were struggling, from major dental issues to no winter clothes. How could she expect them to learn when they had so many other needs? And yet,
people don't know that this amazing population exists.
Charlottesville gets a couple hundred refugees a year. There are now about 3,500 here. And seeing them every day at school gave Kari an idea. Connect these families to their Charlottesville neighbors.
Everyone needs a friend.
Working out of her garage, she started a nonprofit, International Neighbors. It's grown to nearly 230 volunteers, ready to jump in after those first few months. They help answer all those questions Kari gets in her voicemail. And above all, they're good neighbors.
Good morning. I'm so excited.
Helga Hiss is one of those volunteers. She's lived in Charlottesville for 18 years, but only got to know the refugee population through volunteering. Today, in a downtown apartment, she has a pile of metal toy cars on her lap. Tools for a driving lesson.
Mm-hmm. Pick a car, Selma. What's your favorite color?
This one.
Oh, she goes for the silver.
It's her first lesson with an older woman from Afghanistan. The woman's niece, Nagita, serves as a translator. Nagita has heard this lesson before. Helga taught her how to drive. And last month, Nagita passed her driver's test. She told her aunt, Helga's the best.
She's told me, just feel the car like your friends. And these things really helped me, yeah.
Those lessons, Nagita says, they changed everything. They gave her freedom.
When I think about it, to go with three kids and the bus, it's very hard.
Her 1.5-year-old son, Masadik, crawls up into her lap.
Sorry.
Her family arrived from Afghanistan about 2.5 years ago. That first year was so rough, they thought about moving back.
And it was very, very difficult life.
But month by month, things got better. Her husband got a job. The family got a car.
So always drive in your lane. Mm-hmm. Can you translate that for me?
The driving lesson continues. Helga steers the silver toy sedan down a sheet of paper, simulating a road. And then they head out in Helga's Toyota Camry to practice.
All right, off we go.
Across town, another connection.
Welcome.
How are you? Rahim Nashat worked for the U.S. government in Afghanistan before settling in Charlottesville. International Neighbors paired Rahim's family, his wife and four kids, with Kathy and John Meany, who have been living nearby with their two kids for 15 years.
This is Farnas's report card.
Today, on a sunny Saturday morning, Kathy is sitting on the floor of Rahim's apartment, sorting through the kids' backpacks.
Rahim, this one is important. This one you should just keep with your records.
Uh-huh.
It's called an IEP, uh-huh. And it's because he gets special braille teacher. So these are all the papers.
My braille teacher name is Miss Ambers.
Yes, it is.
That's Azatula piping in there. He's the oldest of Rahim's children, about 8, and he's blind. Azatula leans against Kathy's knee as she and his dad look through his schoolwork. He runs his hand across one of his braille worksheets, showing off the letters he's learned.
G, G-H, H, and F.
The families get together every couple of weeks, solving problems, talking about their kids, eating food.
What kind of rice you guys like, spicy or not spicy?
Either.
This is part of Kari Miller's vision. Volunteers aren't just helping out. They become real neighbors, and ultimately, friends.
Yeah. As a Tula, like, would you like to open a birthday present?
The 8-year-old rips through the tissue paper. It's a harmonica. After a few failed attempts, a shared joy across language, culture, and continents. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Charlottesville, Virginia.
And tomorrow morning on Weekend Edition Sunday, evangelical organizations in El Salvador have been working with gang members to help them shun violence. Sarah Maslin tells Lulu they've been having some success helping gang members find community in the church.